All right, welcome back, everyone. Today, we are diving into something that just might blow your mind. We're exploring the mysterious legend of the Fa Yant Phod Bok, crafted by the revered Luang Pu Tim from Wat Lahan Rai. It's not just any ordinary amulet. It's highly sought after by collectors because it's believed to possess incredible powers, especially when it comes to loving kindness and attraction.
Wait, hold on a second. Are you saying cannabis played a role in creating an amulet? I've got to admit, that's not how I expected this story to unfold. How does that even fit into the whole spiritual vibe? Laughs.
Great question. Luang Pu Tim's interest actually stemmed from his personal experiences. When he was a soldier, he witnessed the amulet's incredible impact when a friend used it to charm a woman who had dismissed him before. The outcome? She actually followed him home. This miraculous event ignited a fire in Luang Pu Tim, leading him to explore this power further.
Oh wow. So like, there's real life magic involved? That's amazing. It's almost like something you'd see in a movie or a fantasy novel. But how did he actually learn to create these amulets? Was it just trial and error?
Well, not quite trial and error. When he became a monk, he sought out a mentor named Luang Porgrat. Interestingly, he was initially rejected, but Luang Pu Tim was persistent and really understood the heart of his master. He even offered cannabis as a token to win Luang Porgrat over, which, it's a bit unconventional, right? But it worked! This act opened the channels to knowledge, and he trained under Luang Porgrat for 2 whole years.
So that's how it worked. That's kind of like when you're trying to impress someone in school, right? You'd give them snacks or help with their homework just to get in their good books? But you mentioned he didn't just create these amulets in his youth, right? Was there something special about his later creations?
Absolutely. Even at around 70 years old, he was still crafting these sacred amulets, experimenting with different mystical materials to create what we now consider super rare items. It's fascinating how age didn't hinder his devotion and creativity. At 90, he called for the production of a white version of the amulet during a ceremony. But this time, he didn't use the mystical materials from earlier. This shift symbolizes the evolution of his craft and his belief in the spiritual energy the amulet could still hold.
Whoa, that's kind of incredible. I mean, to still be actively practicing and creating at 90? My grandmother can barely remember where she put her glasses. So how has the perception of cannabis changed over time, especially in relation to Luang Pu Tim's story?
Oh, that's a critical aspect. In Thailand, cannabis wasn't always negatively viewed. It had traditional medicinal uses and was part of daily life. However, things shifted dramatically around 1934, when it became classified as a narcotic. Luang Pu Tim's interactions with cannabis happened before this stricter regulation, giving us insight into the cultural context of his learning and practices.
Man, that really puts everything into perspective. It's like a window into a different era. So the tale of the Fa Yant Phod Bok becomes more than just an interesting legend, right? It showcases not only the wisdom of Luang Pu Tim, but also the fluidity of knowledge and culture.
Exactly. It's a narrative about wisdom, adaptability, and understanding human nature. It teaches us how to navigate relationships, break down barriers, and embark on a remarkable journey of self-discovery and empowerment.
Wow, I am seriously impressed. This is like a history lesson and a life lesson all rolled into one. Thank you for sharing it in such an engaging way. I feel like I just took a deep dive into a fantastic, mystical world. Laughs.